The Wexford Lass. 'Twas in the town of Wexford, in Ireland I did dwell. And in the town of Wexford I owned a flour mill, till I fell in love with a Wexford girl, with a dark and a rolling eye, that I promised I would marry her. The truth I will not deny. Oh, I went to her sister's house about 8 o'clock one night. But little did the poor girl think I meant to take her life. I asked her for to take a walk upon the meadows gay, where we could have a little talk and name our wedding day. We walked along together till we came to a rolling ground. I took a stake from off a fence, and with it I knocked her down. As she fell unto her bended knees, in mercy she did cry, "Oh, do not murder me, Jimmy dear, I am unfit to die." I grasped her by her raven locks and dragged her along the ground. I threw her in that river that flowed through Wexford town. See how she floats, see how she glides down by the willow slide. Instead of meeting a watery grave, she should have been my bride. I went to my father's house about at 12 o'clock that night. And little did my father think to see such a terrible sight. Saying, "Son, oh son, what have you done? There's blood stains on your clothes." And the answer that I gave to him was bleeding from the nose. It was about 3 weeks afterward that this poor maid was found, a-floating down that river that flows through Wexford town. Her sister swore my life away without a fear or doubt, for well she might, she knew the night that I coaxed her sister out. Now come all you lads and you lassies, a warning take by me, and never murder your own true love, no matter who she be. For if you do, you will surely rue until the day you die. For just like me, they will hang you upon the gallows high.